This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we are pleased to feature Macoupin County Clerk and Recorder Pete Duncan and Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce is here as well, sporting the blue note. I like it. I like it. The kid came through last night.
Kid did too.
Man, did
very
he
good.
Ever, man, did he ever come through.
And the goalie didn't see two of the three that were shot either.
And I tell you what, with all that happened with St. Louis sports, St. Louis needed something like that. So yep. that yep. came through.
Well, that's two in a row. And the big teams, and now the third one's coming in tomorrow night. We'll see what they look like tomorrow night.
One more, that's three. That's a winning streak. It has happened before.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem.
Now don't forget to say Coal Country Chamber of Commerce, please.
I did, sorry. So you brought it up. What's going on with the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce?
Well, we had a successful circus. We had over 1,200 people there. And now we're getting preparing for Holiday Sparkle on December 5th and 6th in downtown Gillespie there. We'll be announcing some special things and with the petting zoo and the some craft vendors, Snack with Santa, and the Ride the Choo-Choo Train and all of them a little bit later.
And then the next thing you know it, the summer concert series will be here, and then the fall festival will be here.
At least once a day, I run into somebody, say, when you're starting, I always have to say, every Tuesday in June and every Tuesday in July, that's all they want to know.
I forgot Black Diamond Days is somewhere in there, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's like a never-ending circle, isn't it?
Uh-uh.
So, and then, so everything's going well. You had a successful tour de coal, too. So, it's been a successful year.
Yeah, can't complain. What I've been hearing from other places, I'm satisfied with our events.
Wouldn't matter much if you complained anyway. No one would probably listen.
Not to me, anyway.
Pete Duncan is here as well. Pete, my friend, welcome. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. Good. We are here to talk about, I think there's an election coming up. It's a busy time for you. I think there's an election.
That's what the TV tells me.
I know, isn't it? In my mailbox.
Yes.
My word. Talk about saving money if they can trim that back a little bit.
Absolutely.
My word.
You see what they're spending in Madison County? Wow.
Well, Madison County's the big leagues. I mean,
big leagues.
Yeah.
I mean,
they've got outsiders spending $500,000 to $1 million that they just started spending that.
What race are they targeting? Is it the Callis? Probably the Calis Brown.
Well, that's
race.
One of them, but the big one is the other one, Southern.
Okay.
Deep Southern.
The judge, Judge Carmeier.
Well, that's one of them, but there's the other one.
Okay.
The.
I can't think of it off the top of
my
head.
The congressional race between Enyart and Boss.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the big one right
that
down
is the
there.
Big one. You're right.
That one commercial where it showed the guy looked like him throwing paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny. I got to give him credit. That was clever. tell us a little bit. Obviously, I cover Montgomery County, but I know Macoupin County is the same way. What's going on with the election on the other side of the county line, on the Macoupin County side of things?
Yeah, so in Macoupin, we're pretty busy. We've had, you know, a local sheriff's race that's drawing a lot of attention. We've got the state senate race with our hometown state senator. So there's a lot of interest in local races aside from just the statewide stuff as well. So we've had a pretty good turnout so far with early vote, absentees through the mail.
And, of course, with you mentioned the sheriff's race, having a race where you know the winner is the new guy, that kind of helps, I guess, bring out the voters for this. Because I'm originally from Staunton. You drive around Macoupin County. There is a lot of interest in this sheriff's race.
There definitely is. You know, there's probably not a street in the county that doesn't have one sign for a sheriff candidate of either side. So there's a lot of interest, and I think that's going to help our turnout numbers on next Tuesday.
We were talking off air before we went on the air today. You're thinking, what, 50%?
I'm thinking 50% for sure, yeah. Yeah.
Justify that for me, because
sure.
that's a big number.
Yeah, so four years ago in the midterm, you know, because midterm elections always have a lower turnout than presidentials, we had just a little over 16,000. It wasn't technically considered 50% of the turnout because we had more registered voters.
Mm-hmm.
based on the numbers with early votes and absentees and the interest that's out there, I think, you know, 16,000 voters showing up to vote is going to be easily done. We've got just over 32,000 voters registered right now in the county, so 50% is going to be pretty easy bar to pass.
And of course, you bring up early voting. That has changed the game. I have conversations on a regular basis with the clerk and recorder, Sandy Lighthizer, here. Early voting has changed the game quite a bit, hasn't it?
It definitely has, yeah. Yeah, you know, Election Day, in a way, started a week ago Monday and goes all the way through Tuesday now because, you know, we have at least usually 50 voters, some days closer to 100 voters casting ballots every day. So, you know, some races are already being decided.
And the early voting period takes place in your office at the courthouse, right, basically?
Right, right. Yeah, every day that the courthouse is open, you can come up to my office in the Carlinville courthouse, cast your ballot. We'll also have special Saturday hours this coming Saturday.
I was
going
to ask about Saturday hours, and
yeah,
might as well tell us those hours, too.
Yeah, so this coming Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to noon for anybody to come in to early vote. And then in general elections in Macoupin County, we also do satellite early voting where we go across the county. So I've been in most towns already. This afternoon, I'll be up at the Palmyra Municipal Building from 1 to 3 for anybody that wants to vote. And anybody in the county can come to any of these sites to early vote. And then Friday afternoon, I will be down in Mickey's hometown of Benelde from 1 to 3 at the Kokia Township Building.
Now, you might correct, I'm sure I'm understanding this right,
mm-hmm.
that if I lived in Staunton, Bunker Hill, or Standard City, something like that, any place in the county, they can come to Benelde on Friday afternoon.
Yep.
Well, that's a
to
good,
vote.
That's
okay.
Actually a good question because I was thinking about that.
Well,
yeah.
that's I just want to make sure because I always thought that, okay, anybody in Benelde can come to vote but nobody else.
Right. Yeah, no, it's anyone in the county. It's anyone. As long as you're a registered voter, you can come to any satellite early voting location. The only thing different there is since anyone can show up, instead of trying to haul around paper ballots for each precinct and each style, everybody's got to use our electronic touchscreen machines, which are intimidating if you've never voted on them before. But everybody that's voted on them this time around has said afterwards, this is great. I hope I can do this at the polling place. So
now that's something new. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, I'm not familiar with it here because here in Montgomery County, we fill in the oval and we got the optical scan voting system, which
right.
is a dream.
Right. Yeah. So in Macoupin, on election day, basically everyone votes optical scan, just like you do in Montgomery.
Right.
Part of what Macoupin decided to do with the Help America Vote Act after the 2000 election, you know, we had to have a way for people to vote who might have a disability or need a little extra assistance. So mm-hmm. Macoupin went with the electronic touchscreens. There's one in every polling place, each primary and general election. But like I said, for early voting, it's a lot easier because basically with this touchscreen, we'll give you a card that we'll program that has your ballot. You mm-hmm. slide it into the machine. It brings it up. You're just going to touch the name of the candidate or the yes, no you want to vote for mm-hmm. on a question. Mm-hmm. At the end, there's a summary that'll let you see exactly what you voted for. If you want to go back and change it, you can. If not, you just hit print ballot. And then there's a paper trail that gets printed. That way, if we ever have a recount or if there's ever any question about how people actually voted, we can show it.
So if the Benelde City Council is up and mm-hmm. Mickey Robinson's name is on there,
yeah.
it'll ask you, do you really want Mick? See, I got him laughing. That's good. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Pete, that brings a question in my mind. Mm-hmm. Do you think some of these people over 50, mm-hmm. 60, 70, no, the older people, they might be scared of this because they're used to voting the old way for so many times. They
sure.
do not want to they don't want to do nothing different because they haven't been. Is there somebody there to guide them through this if they have a question?
Yeah, so at the satellite early votes, we have a Democrat and a Republican election judge who are going to check you in, mm-hmm. compare your signature, just like on election day. But then myself and some of my staff will be there, and we can help get you started and kind of walk you through the process. If you have a question while you're voting, you know, we don't come over and look at how you voted, but we'll come over to the machine and stand outside the privacy screen area of it to try to help you through. And we've had folks, I think in Staunton, we had a 96-year-old who's never missed voting an election who voted on the touch screen and said it's the best voting experience she's ever had.
That's so interesting.
Now, that says something there.
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah. That does.
It's just it's something that you could do. It's just a matter of you have it's something different. It's new, and anytime new, you're going to struggle. I have the same problems ever since.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, you think about it. I've always thought with registration for voting, you can now do it online. You know this as well as others. Mm-hmm. You guys are trying your hardest to get people to come out to vote.
Right.
And schedules are tight. You mentioned the touchscreen thing. They've got somewhere down the line, they've got to come up with a way for us to vote maybe online. I mean, if it's a secure site that deals with the state, because if it deals with the state or anything with the federal government, you know you're not messing with it, or else you're in big trouble.
Sure.
But there's got to be a way to do that. I mean, I don't know if we're heading that way or not, but we've got to be close.
Yeah, you know, I think it's probably something that we'll have in the future.
How do you feel about that, though?
Well,
not to go Charlie Rose on you. Yeah. But, I mean,
no, you know, right now, because usually the federal government, the state government, I'm sure Sandy and Montgomery, myself, mm-hmm. And all county clerks, we take a real big pride in trying to make sure every vote gets counted, and in particular with military votes.
Absolutely.
And military usually kind of leads the way, because that's usually where we try to test things out.
Mm-hmm.
Military does have the option of voting online, where we can email them their ballot or send them their ballot online. In some counties, they even have the capability of whatever you hit online, there's a machine. This is more like Cook or Los Angeles, you know, bigger counties. But
Cook County? We have a Cook County here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whatever you hit online, there's a machine that will automatically fill in that oval for you on your paper ballot, spit it out, and put it right into our machine.
Right.
So I think we're moving that way. You know, I'm all for – I'm a huge online shopper. I do almost everything online.
Christmas is right around the corner.
But, you know, when it comes
to – right around the corner.
There's not very many stores in Macoupin County that have clothes for seven-footers. So that's a lot of my online shopping.
Good recovery. Good recovery.
If the clerk and recorders had the basketball team, I'm talking to the center right now. Yeah. I know I am.
That's right.
But, you know, so – I'm all for if we can find a way to make sure it's secure.
Right, absolutely.
Having online voting. But, you know, there is the concern of, is that person voting their own ballot without pressure? Because there's no real way of checking. But at the same time, for the people that bring up that concern, you know, that's the same issue as if I mail somebody a ballot. I really have no way of knowing for sure that the candidate's not, you know, Mickey Robinson for alderman isn't sitting mm-hmm. over their shoulder going, make sure you fill out that oval.
Well, I mean, to prevent that, I guess you got technology like Skype or something that could record you going, you know.
Right.
But then again, it's what the camera picks up.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah. So I think it's something that will probably be happening in the future. It's just something that there's going to have to be a lot of time and thought put into to make sure the process works.
And I will. And Sandy's a proponent of this, and I agree with her. There is something about going into that booth and actually filling out, or back when I was voting in Macoupin County, punching in that hole.
Yep.
On election day and giving the ballot to the judge for submission. I mean, there's something about that. It's just like getting your tax refund in the mail.
Yeah.
There's something about depositing that check that says U.S. Treasury. There's something about that.
And I think you're definitely right. There is. I think, though, that's something that's going to be slowly phased out, because speaking from experience, mm-hmm. I've only ever voted in my polling place once, the very first time I voted.
Mm-hmm.
The next election was when early voting started in Macoupin County, and I've voted early every election since. So I don't have the connection to going in with everybody else on election day and filling out the oval. So You know, I think as early voting becomes more popular, that feeling, that connection to Election Day is going to
Let's talk about polling locations in Macoupin County. Have any really changed?
None have changed this election. So everybody, in fact, we haven't had a change, I think, in about three elections. So hopefully everybody's pretty familiar with their polling place. If they aren't, you know, if you want to call up our office, or you can visit our website. We've got the voter lookup tool, so you just type in your name and zip code. It'll tell you your polling place, even give you a connection to an internet map so you can find directions if you need them.
And, of course, I think last time I voted in Staunton, it was at the Casey Hall or Crystal Ballroom.
Out of the Crystal Ballroom, yep.
For those playing at home. Yep. So, but it seems like referendums, any major referendums on the ballot? I mean, I know there's questions, advisory questions about the minimum wage.
Right.
There was one about birth control.
Right. Right. So statewide, everyone in the state's voting on the two constitutional amendments, the Crime Victims Bill of Rights and the Suffrage and Voting Rights Amendments. And then there's three statewide advisory referendums, which would be the minimum wage you were talking about, the if should birth control be covered under insurance, and then the millionaire's tax that would go towards schools. And just as a refresher, advisory referendums are just polls. So even if they pass, those will not take effect until the legislature would pass.
Explain the one in Bunnell.
Well, I was going to get to our local ones because Macoupin.
That has been a really issue in Bunnell because we've had just finished our four public meetings. In each one, there was always one or two or three people there that were confused because of them two issues. They did not understand what the advisory meant.
Sure.
And why doesn't this mean, I fought in World War II. Why I fought for it, now I want my freedom now. I want my freedom of speech. I want my freedom to vote and everything like that.
Right. Yeah, so the city of Bunnell has two advisory referendums that were started by petition, and they both deal with the city is looking at, and Mickey can correct me if I'm wrong, getting one trash company to handle trash pickups in the entire city.
Correct.
All right. So the advisory referendums that were started by petition are dealing with, do the voters want that?
Okay.
One question that with these questions, we have to put whatever is on the petition. So
yes, but I mean, we can't change that the city of Bunnell when they present it to the city council. We have to present it to you just like they said it to us.
Right. So
what
happens
when you get it?
Right. So on the petition, they had to write the question exactly as they wanted it. They turned it into the city. The city turned it into my office. We created the ballot then and proofed it. And using that language, it had to be, including commas and spaces.
Their
exactly
words,
right.
Their were everything they said.
Exactly right. So both questions deal with it. One of them, if you want to have citywide pickup, you have to vote yes. If you do not want one company doing the citywide pickup, you have to vote no. On the other question, if you do not want the citywide pickup, you have to vote yes. If you do want the citywide pickup, you have to vote no. So folks really need to spend some time reading through those questions and making sure that they're voting the way they want to vote.
And that has nothing to do with the city of Bunnell or the city council, the mayor, or anybody else. It was that individual who put that wording put on there.
Right, yeah.
And you didn't change the one word, one comma, or any.
Right.
That's what they think we did.
Right, right. Yeah, no, whatever was on the petition, I'm sure is what the city sent up to us, because that's the way it was supposed to be done. And then we put whatever the city told us to put based off the petition.
Wow. So, right. We just took what they gave us and we sent it to you.
Sure.
So they think you can correct it or put it in their favor.
Right, well.
But it's not.
No. It has to be what's ever on the petition.
This has just turned into Jerry Springer here in the last couple minutes. Wow.
Well, I'm just trying to get it straight here because that was the public meetings. We had four of them on this.
But
was very serious.
But it does bring up the point.
Yeah.
You know this. Voters, when they go into the box to vote, in the booth to vote, they need to be informed.
They do, yeah.
They need to be informed of their candidate, whether they like Pat Quinn or Bruce Rauner or Andy Minow or Linda Little. They need to be informed and vote the way they want to vote.
Absolutely.
In the discussion.
That's correct.
No, that's basically it. Pete, we've got a little over a minute left to go on the program. Okay. Give us the hours again for those our voters in Macoupin County that would like to vote, that they can go to your office and vote.
Yeah, so now through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30 up at the courthouse. Saturday, we'll have special hours, 9 to noon up at the courthouse. Then this afternoon, 1 to 3, I'm at the Palmyra Municipal Building. And then Friday afternoon, 1 to 3, Bunnell, or Cokia Township Building.
And then can they come up to the courthouse and watch the returns come back, or no?
They can. No one does anymore because it's all online. I think I had one couple with me in the primary, but you can watch all the madness happen if you want.
And of course, watch the returns online. Give us the website.
Yeah, MacoupinVotes.com.
MacoupinVotes.com. Pete, thank you, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
And that's going to do it for the Wednesday talk show. Our guest, Macoupin County Clerk and Recorder Pete Duncan and Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. Coming up next week, we'll have representatives from the Central Illinois Community Blood Drive here. So until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.